the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel, the God of covenant. What a privilege it is to be related to you. What a privilege it is to be called your own. Father, breathe upon this service this morning. Let no one person live here the same way they've come. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Welcome someone by your side and by the same. I'd like to welcome everyone here this morning. How you defied the rain to be here. I believe that there shall be the rain of blessing upon our lives. In Jesus' precious name. This month we shall be taking charge by the force of divine guidance and direction. By the force of divine guidance, vision and direction. That is what this month shall bring for us. We shall take charge. We shall dominate territories as God guides us, as God directs us, and as God plants in us vision. But this morning, I want to quickly speak on the subject, the blessing of divine guidance and direction. The blessing of divine guidance and direction. It's a blessing Sunday. The blessing of divine guidance and direction. And I am reading Psalm 23 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 6. It said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Leadeth, 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 leadeth. "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Leadeth. Mark the word leader. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. This morning, our objective will be understanding, as it is, the blessing of divine guidance and direction. I want to say that generally in life, direction is a great asset. But specifically, one of the greatest assets of mortal man is the guidance of God. One of the greatest assets of any mortal man is the guidance of God. being guided by God is an asset of man. We have examples in scripture of men and women that were guided by God. And he stood them out. Another way to say it is that it is a blessed thing to be guided, led, and directed by God. It's a blessing to be guided, to be led, to be directed by God. Examples of people that had leading and guidance by God. Number one was David. David, divine guidance was the major secret of the life of King David. Divine guidance. Psalm 23 verse 1 all the way to verse last, we just saw it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. In 1 Samuel chapter 30 and in verse 8, we saw, and David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. If you look at the Bible in the Old Testament, one of the most successful men in scripture was King David. Success on every side. David was the man who practically excelled in everything. David was the king, he was the priest, he was the prophet. David was the psalmist, he was the songwriter. David was a people developer, the leader, army general, warrior. He was almost everything. And the secret of David, the major secret of David, was divine guidance and leading. Example number two is the example of Paul the Apostle. Paul the Apostle was a man that was accurately led by God. And his leading began from when he was converted. As soon as Paul encountered the light on the way to Damascus, in Acts chapter 9 verse 6, the first question he asked is, what will you have me do? And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will thou have me do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. What will thou have me do? When Paul, as long as Paul followed the leading of God, everything went well for Paul. But when he wanted to do what he wanted, at a point he wanted to go to Jerusalem by all means. Every prophetic word told him, don't go. Every prophetic word told him what was to befall him in Jerusalem. He decided that he must go. And when he went to Jerusalem, he saw what he never expected. He came to the point where they scraped his head. Came to the point where he had to plead for his life. That was Paul the Apostle. For as long as he was guided by God, he walked in dignity. Divine guidance, divine direction is a capital asset of man. We shall be dealing with this subject throughout this month. But for the sake of this particular service, we are just restricted to the blessing of divine guidance. What blessing does divine guidance produce? Number one is the blessing of divine presence. When you are guided by God, you are accompanied by God. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He is in my company. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. When you are guided by God, you are accompanied. You keep the company of God. The blessing of divine presence. Number two is the blessing of daily supplies. The blessing of daily supplies. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I am not struggling for feeding. It makes me to lie down in the midst of supplies. The blessing of daily supplies. The blessing of daily supplies. That is, you can live your life day to day with the guarantee of supplies if you are guided by God. If you are guided by God, you can live your life. You know what the Bible said in the book of Psalm 48 and in verse 21. Psalm 48 and in verse 21. Sorry, Isaiah 48 and in verse 21. Isaiah 48 and in verse 21. And they tested not when he led them through the deserts. For as long as he led them through the deserts, there was no thirst. There was no hunger. They thirsted not when he led them. If God is the one leading you, you are not permitted to thirst. You are not permitted to hunger. They thirsted not when he led them through the desert. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He cleaved the rock also, and the waters gushed out. They thirsted not when he led them. You are permitted to thirst. You are permitted to hunger if you lead yourself. But if it is God leading you, you are not permitted to thirst. Somebody say aloud, amen. There's this scripture I like so much, Isaiah 49 and in verse 10. Very exciting scripture. Look at what he said. I will have to quote this in the second service. He said, they shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor the sun smite them. For he that has mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the springs of water shall he guide them. Even by the springs of water, they shall not hunger, they shall not thirst, neither shall the heat nor the sun smite them. For he that has mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the springs of water shall he guide them. Hallelujah! Somebody who is no longer hungry and thirsty, shall the Lord say amen. Shall the Lord must say amen. It is the blessing of daily supplies. Number three is the blessing of breakthrough in endeavor or career. Breakthrough. Now, we just talked about daily supplies. But I'm not just looking for daily food now. I am looking for a breakthrough. I want something to break in the work of my hands. Divine leading. Divine guidance will produce that. Because there is a difference between finding what to eat daily and having something explode in what you do. That was what happened in the life of Peter when he toiled all night in Acts chapter 5 and in verse 3. Luke chapter 5. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he will thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. When they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. Hallelujah. God is going to give somebody a net breaking and ship sinking breakthrough. You are the one, shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Lift your hands and shout the loud most, amen. Hallelujah. In case you have a business that is struggling, you have a career that is struggling. You have an endeavor that is struggling. You are laboring without results. Maybe you are laboring at the wrong endeavor. Maybe you need a particular direction to cause a breakthrough. I stand here to announce to you today, in the name of Jesus, the direction that will cause a breakthrough in the work of your hands is coming this month. I said it is coming this month. It is coming this month. You believe it, shout the loudest, amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive drastic divine direction for drastic explosion.
in my endeavor, in my career, in the work of my hands. Shout the Lord and say amen.
All you need is one word from God, one direction from God, one revelation from God, and it changes everything. That is the blessing of breakthrough in endeavor or career. Number four is the blessing of promotion and distinction in the face of the enemy. Promotion and distinction, especially in the face of the enemy. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. It is one thing for a table to be prepared for you. It's another thing for that table to be prepared in the front of those who hate you. Hey! It's another thing for that table to be prepared in the front of those who say you will never amount to anything. You see, there is a way in which some human beings think they are so sure of how you will end. Do you understand? How many of you have come across people who believe they are so sure of how your life will end? They are so sure that you will never. They can even vow. They can swear an oath that you won't become anything. They seem to think they know how you will end. But who is he that saith it and it cometh to pass? When the Lord commanded it not, it is the God who frustrates the tokens of liars. He makes diviners mad. It is appointed the device of the crafty, and their hands cannot perform their enterprise. There are those who trust in chariots, others in horses. But we remember the name of the Lord. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. There are people who vow that people like us will never amount to anything. They will never. They just vow. They just thought. They just felt. They concluded. Hey! But they were alive and they saw what we became. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? One day I was playing at the back of the class. And I was a very playful child. In primary school, very, very playful. I was playing at the back of the class. I was also very, very brainy. So I would, I didn't need to read. When they said, who should read for exam? I'll be wondering. Read like how? What reading for? What? Because all I need to do is to look at the book once, and it is magnetized, and I'll just go and so I didn't understand reading. So I'll be playing, and I was at the back of the class playing one day, and the teacher, primary three, he looked at me and said, this kind of people are the people that amount to nothing. He just concluded that I wouldn't amount to anything. But not only did God reverse that verdict, that same teacher came all the way to look for me in Abuja here. Hey! 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 Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. I announce to you today, by the blessing of divine direction, by the blessing of divine direction, by the blessing of divine direction, God will set a table in front of those who hate you, those who don't believe you can become anything, those who vowed you will never amount to anything, and it will happen this year. Shout the loudest, amen! There are those who never gave you any chance to succeed, even before you tried. Before you ever tried anything, they concluded you are done. But not a man. You see, when a man is connected to God, you may know where he is today, but you can't tell where he will be tomorrow. Do you understand what I'm saying? You may be able to say, I met him here today, but you don't know where he will be tomorrow.
For example, the man at the beautiful gate. Those who saw him seated at the gate yesterday, when they came today, they couldn't find him there because he has changed location. He was inside the temple jumping and leaping. He was crippled for 40 years. But God changed his story. I don't know who I'm speaking to this morning, but people may know your location right now. They may know your situation right now. But after this service, they won't be able to predict where you are going. They won't be able to predict your future. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Stand up on your feet. Walk to 7 people. Tell them something is changing in your life. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. Help me tell 3 people. Tell them, you know where I am now, but you cannot predict where I'll be tomorrow. You know where I am now, but you can't predict where I'll be tomorrow. Because something is happening to my life today. Something good, something powerful, something impactful. Hey! Don't let anybody intimidate you by their prediction. All the glory must be to the Lord. Only He is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be. One day, I was singing somewhere many, many years ago, within this church. One woman told me, "Don't sing again. Your voice is not good at all." The first song has not been written yet. My excitement is that the same person is in the church here today. Download our songs. Do you understand? If you are to follow, okay, suppose now, if I listen to that, the testimony that this woman gave just now won't come.
You are always there to help. And you are always there to help me, even when no one else was there. You are always there for me, even when I can't feel you. Hey! Even when I cannot trust you, I still have faith in your word that you are. Sing, you are always there. You are always there to help. You are
always there to help.
Even when
no one else was there. You are
even talking about just the download song after song.
You may not hear anything because somebody was intimidated away and pushed away. The dead have been raised by these songs. All manner of terminal ailments clear. Nobody knows you like your maker. Don't allow anybody to predict your making.
Don't allow anybody to predict your future. Don't allow anybody to scare you from your destiny. Is God speaking to somebody? I don't know the reason why I'm saying the things I'm saying right now, but I believe there is someone here. In a short time from now, God shall prepare the table before you in the presence of your enemies. He shall prepare the table before you. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. He'll prepare the table before you. It is a blessing of promotion and distinction, especially in the face or in the front of the enemy. And finally, it is a blessing of divine preservation and protection. When God blesses you with provision, He also blesses you with preservation, so that you can be there to enjoy the provision. You see, if the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. If all these things happen, and I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, and the death took you out, then the blessing was a waste. Do you understand what I'm saying? If all these things, you lie down in green pastures, everything is green around you, everything is good around you, but then you pass through the valley of the shadow of death and that death swallowed you up, then everything was wasted. So He said, I will provide for you and I will protect your life. Am I communicating at all? So yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You know the reason why you must be protected? Because when the blessing and the supply begin to increase, enemies multiply. People are more comfortable with your lack than with your wealth. They are more comfortable with your failure than with your success. They will be your friends and they will be happy with your life, for as long as you are telling the same stories of things are not working, or you are making demands on a little assistance, and they can help you with transport money, and help you with this or that, or sponsor your project for you. They are okay with that. But all of a sudden your life changed. All of a sudden your level shifted. All of a sudden they began to see you in a realm they never imagined. Then they begin to move from envy to jealousy to bitterness to hatred and finally to witchcraft. They become diabolic. They can go to any extent. That is why God must provide and He must protect. Hey! He must provide and must protect. That is why your resources, your wealth, and your life must be insured when God is lifting you up. But I stand here by the mantle of God upon my life, and I declare the devil that will claim that they killed you does not exist anywhere. In the name that is above every name, no mortal man with the breath in their nostrils will cut off your own breath. No mortal man who is enjoying life will deprive you of your own life. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Lift your hands and say, I shall fulfill my days. I shall fulfill my days. I cannot be cut short before my time. I receive the blessing of divine provision and the blessing of divine preservation today in the name of Jesus. Look at your number, say divine provision for your life is coming with divine protection. Look at somebody and say divine provision around your life will accompany divine preservation. Give the Lord a big praise as you take your seat. Lord, when you are here, when you are there, when you are there,
when you are there.
When you are there. When you are there.
When you are there.
When you are there. There is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. The battle may be raging, but the victory is sure. There is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. The battle may be raging, but the victory is sure. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you're always with me. When you are there, 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 lift your voice and sing, when you are there, when you are there, Lord, when you are there, Lord, when you are there.
The blessing of divine protection, divine preservation. They will never say, where is your God? The devil will never succeed in your life to the point where anyone will say, where is their God? If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Take your seat 1 minute. Let me quickly round off. Now, what is the way of guidance and direction? I want to be guided by God. I want to be directed by God. What is the way? Number one is the sense of helplessness for his guidance or direction. Or a sense of helplessness without his guidance or direction. Where you know that you are helpless. That is communicating the sense of value. Helplessness. Who wants to keep on driving when he doesn't see the road? What aircraft wants to keep flying when he doesn't know where it will be landing? Helplessness. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and in verse 12, he said, O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. I'm helpless. I am helpless without you. I don't even want to struggle to keep going. One of the things that marks my life and destiny is that helplessness. Not just coming before God in complete helplessness. Lord, where do I want to go when I don't know where to go? Second is the heart of desperation for his guidance and direction. When the heart is desperate,
my eyes are upon you. Lord, I love my heart. Yes, in you. My eyes are upon you. Lord, I love my heart. filter. I love the filter in your head. I cannot hear what the future holds, for you are the future in your head. My eyes are open, Lord, I love my heart is in you. For you hold the future in your
hand. I cannot hear.
I cannot hear what the future holds. For you
hold the future in your
hand. I cannot hear what the future holds.
I cannot hear what the future holds. For you hold the future
in your
hand. I cannot hear, Lord. I cannot hear what the future holds, for you hold the future. You hold the future. You hold the future. You hold the future
in your hand.
You hold the future. You hold the future.
That is it. Yes, sir. I know you have, you hold my future in your hand. And I don't want to try anything without you. I am desperate. Hosea chapter 6 verse 3. He said, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. He's going forth, he's prepared as the morning. And it shall come to us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Then shall we know if we pursue to know, if we follow to know, if we are desperate to know. He's going forth, he's prepared as the morning. You need that desperation. Shut up, shut yourself in for 3 days. Lord, I don't want to just keep going like this. What are you saying? What is the next step? What is the next level? What move should I make? Where should I invest in? What am I doing wrong? A heart desperate for direction. And then number three is the life of sacrifices and covenant. The life of sacrifices and covenant. God speaks to covenant people. He guides them. He leads them. In Genesis chapter 26 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 3, the Bible said, and there was famine in the land beside the famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. And sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. For unto thee and to thy seed I will give all these countries. God speaks to covenant people. He speaks to sacrificial people. He speaks to people that are in covenant relationship with him. Is God speaking to anybody here? He spoke to Abraham, get thee out of the land and go to the land I will show you. That was the beginning of Abraham's walk with God. But Abraham was a covenant person, a sacrificial person. And at every junction of Abraham's life, God came with direction. He came with instruction. He came with his voice. Is God speaking to somebody here? So once you are a sacrificial person, a giver in tithes, in offerings, in givings, it doesn't only impact on your supplies, it impacts on open heavens. And the heavens were open. He said, bring your tithes into the storehouse and I will open the heavens. When the heavens open, what happened? You hear the voice of God. And the heavens were opened and the voice came, said, this is my beloved son in whom I am pleased. When the heavens open over your life, it comes with direction. Ezekiel chapter 1 and in verse 1, he said, I was by the river Kebar, and the heavens were open, and I saw visions of God.
Now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th year of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Kiba, that the heavens were opened. And I saw visions of God. Everything that opens the heavens over you will cause you to experience visions, revelations, and directions from God. So open heaven is not just about a blessing of finances or money. It's or a robot calls it ICI, Idea Concepts Innovations. That's our robot. Right? Divine ideas, divine concepts, divine innovations, divine revelations, divine directions are unveiled as we walk in the life of sacrifices and covenants. I'll talk about Solomon in the second service. It is a life of sacrifices and covenants with God. It opens your heavens, opens, clears your mind, opens your ears. And I want somebody to see another dimension to givings and to sacrifices and to titans. That it is far beyond just money coming back. It is far beyond that. It is open heavens. It is open heavens to direction. And finally, it is the assignment of soul winning. The assignment of soul winning will any day give someone the capacity to receive guidance from God. In the book of Mark chapter 16, verse 20. And they went, and the Lord went with them, walking with them, and confirming the word with signs following. I've told you before the difference between direction and guidance, isn't it? Do you remember? Right, come. Direction, it says to me, if I want to go to Nikon Hilton, which road should I take? Then I say, you know what? Go all the way to the city gate. When you are by the city gate, turn left. And then go through the central area. And then I give him direction. That is how to move. That is direction. Guidance is, come, let me take you. Let's go. Let me guide you there. Let me guide you. You know how a blind man is guided? All right. So that is, God is not only telling you how to get there, he's going there with you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Do you understand? So when the Bible said, and they went, and the Lord went with them. When a person is a soul winner, he has the abiding presence of God with him that guides him into many, many things. You wanted to make the wrong move, he pulls you back. You wanted to marry the wrong wife, he pulls you back. Ah, may you never end in the wrong relationship. May you never end with the wrong wife. I was talking to a man yesterday. He was the best man of his friend's wedding. He said, Pastor, I don't know how both of us married almost devils. Both of them. Both of them, the women looked at him and said, I have an assignment against your life. One, the woman said, I have finished my assignment with you. First class brain, 50 something years old, stranded. See, my assignment with you is true. On the wedding day, he told the man, this wedding is not for relationship. You know, the normal husband and wife relationship, he said, that is not the purpose of this wedding. On the wedding reception, he thought it was a joke. And he still stayed there. Hallelujah. But he guides you into the right business, pulls you out of the wrong ones, guides you into the right relationship, pulls you out. I stand here by the anointing of the Lord. If it is tomorrow before you put your money in the wrong investment, Jehovah pulls you back. You know what he said? He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. Okay, let me use you now as an example. Just be going. So he's following you. The Lord is my shepherd. He's guiding you. When he wanted, there is a pit in front here. He restores your soul. You are about to jam a demonic agent, and it's here. It restores your soul. If not for God, I would have jammed rocks since. If not for God, the demons would have finished me since. He restored my soul. That is the meaning of Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3. Can you? 31. The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, "Yeah, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with my loving kindness have I drawn you. I drew you from many, many things. You pulled me many times from the pit of hopelessness. You pulled me many times at the verge of pain. I can't pay you. I can't pay you, Lord. There's nothing I can give that makes any sense. I was at the verge of danger. You pulled me to yourself many times. At the verge of, I was almost entering the pit. You pulled me. I can't pay you. I can't pay you. I can't pay you. I can't pay you. There's nothing I can give. Nothing I can give that makes any sense. I can't pay you. There's nothing I can give.
There's nothing I can give.
We'll take it from this moment. But we're going to take about 5 minutes of intercession and then have a few minutes of worship and trust God for His touch. But lift your hands everywhere you are. We'll take it from this particular song. Lift your hands and give Him the praise for what you have received just now. Father, thank you for your word to me. Thank you for your word to me. Thank you for your word to me. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I give you the adoration. I give you the worship. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore 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 you. Father, we magnify you. Thank you for your word to me this morning. Glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and say to me, say, Father, I come before you today. I ask for your help. In the name of Jesus. I ask for your help. I come before you with a sense of helplessness. For direction. With desperation. For guidance. I receive the grace to walk the walk of the covenant and the life of sacrifice in the name of Jesus and the assignment of soul winning to experience your presence and your guidance in the name of Jesus. Go on ahead and speak to God about it.
Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 105 verse 37. Let's read together. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tasks. You're going to lift up your voice as we pray. Say, Father,
your word
says there shall be no feeble person among us, and the inhabitants of Zion shall not say, I am sick. We therefore call the forces of strength, of terminal disease, and untimely death. Lord, in Jesus' name, lift up your voice and pray.
Let's go. chapter 25, verse 7 to 8. Okay, Matthew 16, verse 18 to 19. Matthew 16, 18 to 19. Let's read together.
Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in hell. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Repeat after me. Say, Father, we forbid the agenda of the gates of hell, the forces of the Antichrist, to resist, hinder, or antagonize the growth of the church in Nigeria. We bring them into instant defeat and judgment. Lord, in Jesus' name. Pray.
Father, we forgive the agenda of the grace of God, the forces of the Antichrist to resist our kingdom and antagonize the growth of the church in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ of name.
Isaiah chapter 25, verse 7 to 8.
And he will destroy in this rising mountain the face of the prophet cast over all the people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall be taken away from off all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it.
Pray with me. Say, Father,
Father,
we take authority, over the blanket of sorcery and evil cast over our nation,
unto apathy,
indifference,
distraction,
and tolerance,
for pain,
and suffering.
We break it,
destroy
the power
of God today,
today,
in the name of Jesus.
Lift your voice,
Father, we take authority over the blanket of sorcery
and evil cast.
Psalm 97, verse number 3. Psalm 97, verse 3. Let's go.
His fire goeth before him and
burneth up his enemies round about.
Hallelujah.
Say with me. Lift your right and say, Father,
Father,
we ask
for the judgment
of every agent
of
wickedness in our country,
including
sponsors, importers, and collaborators of
terrorism,
kidnappers,
killers,
and all agents of bloodshed in our nation. We demand that both
their altar
and blood reserves
and
themselves be visited
with
the fire.
Chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have fought all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, as I work, I will let down your nets. And when he had
done, they closed the great waters of the
sea, and their nets break. Lift up your voice and pray. Say,
Father,
we ask that you bring upon
that you bring upon
evangelistic
an effort
in the
mouth
of
others
for a massive harvest
of souls.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
lift up your voice.
Father, we ask I got a lot of money.
Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lift up your hands and just give him the praise.